March 6, 1899, Bayer patents aspirin. The chemist said he was motivated by his wife, who frequently said to him, "Not tonight, honey, I..."
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, I'm just good. This is just because we're friends. I'm going to tell you, you need to change the outgoing message on your work phone. Hi, this is Mark Schneidman. This is the mortuary that you have dialed. We'll make your funeral arrangements.
There was supposed to be a pause there, and we put in a pause. What kind of pause? A pregnant pause. I'm looking for the Today in History. I found out that there was actually a Bayer, as a German company, and they did, in fact, patent aspirin in March 6, 1899. It's kind of a long story about what happened with the company, and kind of a Nazi connection, too. Kind of interesting. Welcome. Thank you for, you could Google that. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. A great guest today. What is the profession of today's guest? Which profession is on most often as a guest?
Gardening?
Gardening? You got the wrong show. You're thinking of Garden Gossip. Okay. With Chris Cullen
and Lisa.
Mm-hmm. No, an attorney, Joshua Polk, who I think might be related to the 11th President James Polk. He's from the Pacific Legal Foundation. And there's a story about someone who didn't pay their taxes, despite what Steve Martin said about not paying your taxes. They almost lost their home. And Massachusetts is one of only 12 states that allow something very unique. And the Pacific Legal Foundation was going for a grand slam to the Supreme Court. But there was kind of a twist to this story, so he'll come on in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, strongly, but every 7 days. And the first segment, year-to-date sales, in addition to taking a look at just Montecito and Hope Ranch, and what about taking Montecito and Hope Ranch out of the equation? So the rest of us for Festivus, so we'll see what's going there. Don't forget Plaza Deli and La Cumbre Plaza near where Sears used to be. You can park on the Hope side. There's a parking lot there, the secret parking lot, and you can just walk right up. Great portions, quality meats, prices. He's a local sandwich shop. He's been there forever, and it's just a really cool store with a lot of outdoor seating. And a quick mention, I've been meaning to, I wrote this down weeks ago, but maybe a month and a half ago, I interviewed someone from Canada who had met the royal family, and not that he was knighted, but he had a couple of very special commendations, the knight equivalent in Canada. And I was joking about Prince Andrew, who now, you know, moved into Montecito. And I made a crass joke, which I should have, at the time, acknowledged that I was stealing it from The Crown. And they had this one horrible scene in The Crown where one of the characters was talking about, you know, you're not in line. You know, you're so far behind and being in line for the king. And it was a crass comment. And The Crown has acknowledged that so many of these scenes behind the scenes, you know, they're made up. And maybe there's someone who said something like that, but we have no way of knowing. You know, so a lot of it is dramatic license. And so I always wanted to attribute that to The Crown. It wasn't my feeling about Prince Andrew. And then ironically, I'm finally getting around to this because they just, on March 7th, did an interview that is going to be analyzed. I will not do that here. Okay, let's take a look at, but my God, relegated to Montecito in a $10 million home, getting by just, but, and you know, just, it's really sad. So I was start a GoFundMe account, get some security for them. Okay, year to date, this is single family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, ninth week of the year. So it's through March 5th through March 5th, 2021, 1.9 million is the median price. Last year, $1,595,000. No, I'm sorry. Last year, 2020, the entire year, the median price was $1,595,000. And then we start the first 9 weeks of 2021, and it's $1,009,000. Last year, year to date, it was only $1,390,000. Year before that, $1,425,000, $1,420,000. But boy, $1,009,000. Now, yes, driving it is Montecito and Hope Ranch, where the median price is $4 million for the first 9 weeks of the year, just Montecito and Hope Ranch, $4 million. In 2020, it was $2,850,000. 2019, it was $3.1 million, then $3 million. $4 million. 62 sales in Montecito and Hope Ranch. Last year, 36 sales. Going back in years, 26, 27, 31. So very clustered for 4 years in a row, and then a big bump up in Montecito and Hope Ranch for 2021 for the first 9 weeks of the year. 62 sales. Would you believe it? And median price of $4 million. I didn't give you the numbers on the year-to-date overall from Carpinteria to Goleta. 209 sales with that $1.9 million median price through March 5th. 209 sales. Last year, 158 sales. And going back, 151, 138, 160, 158. So again, from 2016 to 2020, very clustered, with the exception of 2018, a little bit lower at 138, but 209 skyrocketing. Now you say, well, what if you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch? Well, 147 sales, and last year, year-to-date, 121, okay? So I didn't do the math, but that's 26 more sales without Montecito and Hope Ranch. And I didn't do the math. What's 36 to 62? 22, 26. Is that exactly 26? 36? I think so. That's amazing. That's pretty amazing. Could be right. So 26 more sales in Hope Ranch and Montecito, and 26 more sales everywhere else. Everywhere else, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, median price $1,005,250. Last year at this time, it was $1,183,000. So even without Montecito and Hope Ranch, and when you're talking about some areas in Goleta and some areas in Carpinteria, there's plenty of high-end homes in Carpinteria. Don't get me wrong, but and Summerlin, but that's a big median price without Hope Ranch and Montecito, $1,525,000. Considering all, inclusive of Montecito Hope Ranch, $1,595,000 in 2020. So just crazy. Let's just classify it as that. We don't even need the stats. Just say crazy. Fourth segment, we'll do the weekly multiple listing sales update. Okay, so we did Plaza Deli. We did Prince Andrew. And ironically, with the Bayer aspirin being patented March 6, 1899, they ended up in 1978, they bought Alka-Seltzer and Flintstones and One A Day Vitamins. They actually got bought out. It's just a bizarre, interesting story. I wish I could just do a program on history. But it was funny because Alka-Seltzer, I saw a commercial for Alka-Seltzer, cold and flu. And it just struck me as odd during the pandemic to see just a standard commercial. Normal. Hey, here's a commercial. You got the flu? Do you know anyone who's got the flu? I didn't think anyone got sick at all this year, wearing masks and washing your hands. Okay. That's enough for this first segment. There'll be a quiz in the second segment. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with attorney Joshua Polk, a descendant of President James Polk, maybe. And we're going to talk about how you could lose your home without paying your property taxes.